Thank you very much. Thank you, Megan. Actually, Megan had asked for, you know, the brief bio that all the speakers are supposed to give. I gave her two options. She took the more academic one. I suggested one that began with, I survived 16 years of Catholic education in New York, and everything after that, master's, nothing, not a problem at all. I'm glad you could all make it today. One of the things I had a handout in the back, if it may still be there, and there's a few copies up front, so I'm looking for eye contact, not for people reading it now, but you're certainly welcome to pick up a copy of it. The first slide, which I failed to put in here, is what we're trying to achieve today, and it, I think it's actually basically what the title of the presentation is. It's a program that links the Medicare what is called Medicare Advantage programs, the senior Medicare programs that exist across the country, with the health plan reimbursing community agencies for the immunization of members of the plan in community setting. What I would like to ask you to do is to, as we go through this, as Marianne and I go through it, we think it's a project that can be replicated, and instead of the details of what we did as much as thinking of what we do, but also in the context of what you might be able to do in your state, and hopefully you'll see it as something you might attempt to try to put in place even this year. So we're going to go back in time, probably from the late 1990s, and look at the way health plans at that time, probably still to this day, approached the immunization of their plan members. The plans would typically educate the physicians about the issues, and again, any changes in the vaccine, any issues of changes in recommendation that may have come down from the CDC. They would send out a lot of information to their members, encouraging them to participate in an immunization program, either with their physician. Sometimes they would have clinics that were being held at various sites that the members could attend. And they would also provide incentives for physicians to increase immunization rates. When we started, Marianne might know this, I don't remember if it still exists today, but health plans have a nationwide organization that accredits them and looks at various parameters of the effectiveness and the excellence of their care. And immunization rates for their plan members were one of the criteria that were being used to judge how effective the health plans were. So it was important for them to do everything they could to immunize plan members. What happened, I got a call one day from a guy named Joe Tabby. He was a local health officer in a small town in Massachusetts called Winchester. And he goes, "Hey, Patrick, yeah, it's Joe. I got a problem. I'm submitting all of these reimbursement claims to Medicare, and I'm getting about 30% back. They say they're members of a health plan. Can you help me?" "I don't know, Joe. Let me find out." Eventually, this led to my beginning to work with Marianne to see if there may be a way in which we could solve this problem. The perspective from the health plan was they wanted to encourage as many seniors to get their flu shots in physicians' office, but Massachusetts, and I don't think this is totally unique, the State Department of Public Health purchases somewhere between 600,000 and 800,000 doses of flu vaccine every year, distributes them mostly to community health departments who then give out free flu shots. So in many cases, it was more convenient for a senior just to go down to the senior center or some kind. If they're in senior housing, the health department would come there instead of going over to the physician's office, in which case the plans did not have evidence that these people were being immunized. So capturing that data was difficult for them. So what we did, and this again goes back to 1997, we decided to try a pilot project with 8 community agencies, see if it was feasible for community agencies to collect and submit data on health plan members they immunized, and then for the health plans to process that information and provide agencies with reimbursement at whatever the current Medicare rate was. When we started, there were 8 plans. The 2 that are in red have subsequently dropped out of Massachusetts. They no longer provide a senior Medicare plan in the state. But we still have six plans. Two new ones have joined us. And you'll notice that four of these plans, Blue Cross, Fallon, Harvard, Pilgrim, and Tufts, have been with this program since it started in 1997. So Marianne will go into details of the program. It hasn't changed dramatically, but just as a result of the pilot, we had the eight agencies, and about they submitted claims, about 1,600 claims, about roughly 13% of all of the individuals that they had immunized, and it appeared to work. So afterwards, we surveyed them, we assessed what was going on, and the agencies had told us that the information was generally easy to collect, this comes up two or three times during this presentation. It was often difficult to obtain health insurance numbers or information from some of these seniors. God bless them, they don't even know that they're members of a HMO sometimes. You ask them for their insurance cards, and they'll take out these cards, one of which could be a Medicare card, and they say, oh, I also have this one. They say, oh, you're a member of a Medicare Advantage plan. No, I get Medicare. Okay, well, let's look at it. We don't fight them. We just take out the information. But there is still a lot of confusion, not overwhelming, but there still continues to be confusion. We had also established a date. The claims could only be submitted once, unlike Medicare, which kind of has a rolling way in which you could submit claims. Because it's a voluntary program on the part of the health plan, we wanted to minimize their work and say all the plans would get the claims data just once. The date we established of December 15th, remember, this goes back some time where the flu season often was considered over by that time. I remember those days. they would request that additional time be allowed for reimbursement for submitting the claims. The other recommendations, they realized they needed additional clinical staff just to collect the data that didn't have to do before. And the health plans have multiple types of plans. Blue Cross in Massachusetts must have half a dozen or more different plans, and they all have slightly different cards. So they had asked if we could simply make them a copy of the cards that were acceptable just for the senior plans, and we have subsequently been able to do that. And again, we had to work more closely with the health plans to help the participants understand which plan member they were enrolled in. There's still that confusion reigns today. From the health plan, they needed to develop more efficient ways of identifying the primary care providers of the plan members who receive flu shots in the community, and to get a way to get that information back to the primary care providers. What would seem to be just a computer issue, simply entering data and linking names and numbers, proves to be a lot more difficult than that, and the health plan still seems to be struggling with making that link come together. So following that, we started the program on a statewide basis, and Marianne will fill you in on how that works.
Thank you. Thank you. This is one of my favorite programs to talk about. It's been in existence, obviously, since 1997, and it goes very smoothly, knock on wood, because it's just about all the forms the claims are submitted for this year. But it seems to be going very well. We have very few rejections nowadays or very few issues with this, because we try and keep it as simple as possible. It's not rocket science, it's really simple. So when you go home, you take a look at our forms, please don't hesitate to call Patrick or myself if you have any questions, or we can be of any help. So following the pilot, we opened the program up to the statewide, to all community agencies, and we said that all communities that bill Medicare, or we also said a plan to bill Medicare for flu immunizations. And this was really because the Department of Public Health was encouraging towns to start billing Medicare to increase the accuracy of the immunization counts, and also so they could get reimbursed for the vaccine from the federal government. I would say probably, this is just on the honor system for us, 2/3 of our communities bill Medicare and 1/3 plan to bill Medicare. And then pneumococcal immunizations were added to the program in 2000. There's not a lot of uptake on that. The state still supplies the vaccine, and we do the reimbursement, but it's still a very, very small program. So the current program process, what do we do here? This, again, as Patrick said, it's a voluntary program. So every year, the health plans and the agencies re-sign up for the program. And it's particularly for the health, for the agencies, because staff changes, times change, whatever. We just want them to re-sign every year so that we know they're going to participate. And we do all sorts of just blast faxes from the Department of Public Health Officers Association. We email to all the people in the program from the year before. Those who do Medicare billing email to theirs. So we really try and get all the word out as many, multiple times to the 351 cities and towns in Massachusetts, because each has its own public health department. We send out the information, they come back, they say they're going to participate, we get a participation form and we build a database so we know who's going to be participating each year, and we need to have that because we send that list over to the health plans. As I'll talk a little bit later, this is not going through our claims system, it's an outside specific system, so we need to know who's going to be sending in a claim from that town so we can look for them at the health plan. Then we do trainings in the fall and give out all the reimbursement forms. We also, there's a link to our website here, so all our forms are on the website, all the program rules, so people don't have to worry about losing them anymore. If you can't remember this, just go to the MAHP website, www.mahp, and if you can't even find the program, you'll find my name and the staff. Just email me, and I'll make sure you get to the right place or answer any of your questions on that. I will say our program rules are very simple. It's two pages, lots of white space. It really just sets out saying use the standard form, get the information, submit it by date. You'll get, and for the health plans, send them the check by date. And it set the rates, which we use the Medicare fee-for-service rates, whatever they are on September 1st. And just one submission date, as Patrick said. We try to keep this as administratively simple as possible. The towns, when they finish their clinics, they put the forms in a pile for the health plan, stick a summary sheet on it, and send it to the health plan. And then the health plan sends them back a check. And if any are denied, they'll send them back a reason why they're denied, usually because they're not part of the health plan. So we've seen a big uptake in the participation by agencies, 30 the first year, grew to 146 this year. You'll see sort of the uptake, especially in 2006 when DPH was encouraging towns to bill Medicare. And if they could bill Medicare, our program was a piece of cake for them. Here's a diagram of the process. Again, very simple. The agencies, they have the flu clinic, they get the data. Again, it's one standard form that we developed that actually now is used statewide, whether they're billing us or not billing us. It's just a very simple adult vaccine administration record form, and it lists the six different health plans and Medicare. So they get the form, and then they'll either send it to the health plan or to Medicare, and then the health plan sends them back a check. And if they don't send them back a check, then they have one more opportunity to submit those names to Medicare for reimbursement. But again, it's minimal denials these days. The growth of the reimbursement you can see over the years, again, with the uptake in communities participating, 21,000 up to 223,000 last year. Over the years, over $1 million we've reimbursed to towns for this. Part of this uptake, you have to understand, too, is it's a change in the reimbursement rate. When the program started, it was like $3.59, questionable whether you wanted to do the paperwork to get that. And now it's about $25 in Massachusetts, so it's clearly worthwhile to send in the paperwork. Benefits for the health plans. It gives increased access to immunizations for our senior members, another alternative site. Really, we'd love to have them come into the physician's office and get their shot there so the physician can see them. Seniors, after 60, 70, 80 years, their routine is to go to the Senior Center of Massachusetts, see their friends, and have a donut and get their flu shot. And they weren't going to change. So we had to follow them there, and that's what we did. It gives us some data, which we were missing before, and when they get their flu shot in the communities. And again, it's a voluntary benefit. It really, you can't stress enough how much of a voluntary program this was and how much of a, this really came out of the Mass Adult Immunization Coalition and people just saying there's an issue here and how can we solve this and all work together on it. Let's see. Barriers for the health plans. I'd say for the health plan side, our biggest issue is it falls outside of the regular claims process. These towns, public health departments, are non-traditional providers in non-traditional settings. They don't have contracts with us. They're not credentialed providers. Health plans are based on networks, and they're not part of our network on it. So to figure out a way to get payment to them just took a lot of work to figure out how to have it work through the system here. And so it actually goes right now outside the regular claims system, because if it went through our claims systems, it wouldn't be paid because they're not our contracted providers. So it's really labor intensive. It goes to a very specific person. It's going to go to Patrick O'Reilly at Tufts Health Plan, and it can't be sent to anybody else. And all the communities know that. It goes to one person. And if they're having any issues, they call me, and I'll make sure that it gets taken care of, but not through the regular claims process. So it's a little bit labor intensive on the health plan side, which is why it's one submission. And just falling in the different budgets. And once the towns were sort of used to that, having a specific person to deal with, rather than the big claims department, was actually a little bit easier for them, too. And the other, linking the data to the beneficiaries, PCP, was also still been difficult for us. Eventually, we hope to move this to go through the regular claims process, which will make it much easier to link that information. But at this point in time, again, it's being outside the process, so it's still a little bit hard to make those connections on it. But I have to say, we have no issues with the health plans. Again, it's a voluntary program. It's automatic every year from them, and it's automatic every year for the communities, especially at $25. All right, and I'll turn it over to Patrick.
I remember the first year the reimbursement rate went over $200,000. I said, uh-oh. Are they really going to want to keep doing this? And they have. We didn't have a figure for 2009 because we're still collecting that data, but presumption is, again, it'll probably be over $200,000 this year that came back to the cities and towns. I should make sure you understand. Massachusetts always like to be a little different than the rest of you. We have 350 cities and towns in Massachusetts. We have 350 local boards of health in Massachusetts. We do not have a regional health department system. So when we try and work a project like this, there are 300 plus cities and towns that are immunizing seniors in their town. So it makes the logistics of this a lot more difficult, I think, than maybe some of you out there who work at a regional level. Where you might have 8, 10, 12 county governments that are the strongest. So if we can do this with 140 towns, and all you have to do is a few regions or counties, there's no excuse for you. Okay? Barriers of community agencies. It is a bit more labor intense. They need to provide additional training to their volunteers to collect the data. And the data is still a little confusing to elders. Why do you need my insurance card? I was told that it's a free shot, so they get a little suspicious. In some cases, they're reluctant to give that information out. And again, for some reason, they continue not to be sure that even a member of a health plan. Again, I think this continues to be an issue, but the cities and towns have grown used to it, so they're not surprised when it happens. The process, just what we've done, it is, as Mariana said, it's a simple process. It's built on trust. We didn't work with each other before this started. Now we've been working with each other for over a decade. We started small. I would not recommend anybody try this on a statewide basis if you haven't worked with your potential partners before. You need to establish that basis of trust and establish what it sometimes referred to as an opportunistic coalition. Bring the players together. It was both the health plans, MassPro, the representatives from the local health, state health department, and the community has another statewide organization, the municipal health offices. All of them knew what we were doing, and we started small and built that trust over time. The workshops were critical because, as Marianne said, people change. Sometimes we ran into this problem, and we've learned by that. People attend the workshop, but they're not the ones doing the billing. So they take the information back to somebody else who doesn't know a clue as to what this is all about. They wind up calling us months later when it's time to do the billing, say, I don't know how to do this, and I don't have the forms. So now we insist that if they haven't done it before, the person who's going to do the billing be the one to attend the workshop. It did meet the needs of both the health plans and the community agencies. It was done in a relatively brief period of time. It does not take months and months to set this up. And every time we had an issue from either the health plans or from the community agencies, it was solvable. Again, one of the issues for the community agencies was the time frame, and we've been able to keep moving it back to just to help them get the information together. There are some things which we can't change. We're not going to have this rolling submission of data. It's really important for the health plans just to submit it once. So we negotiate this, but I think over time everybody has found great benefit in it. So we do know that an effective collaborative relationship can be established among community agencies, health plans, state health department. Community agencies are able to collect the data. You keep it simple, you keep it all standardized. Occasionally, and if you try this, it will come up, whoever are the immunizers sometimes want additional information that they like to collect. And we say, you can't change the form, but you can use the back of the form. Okay, so that we need to keep that standardized, because that's going, again, to these health plans, and they know the form, and if they start seeing different forms, they may reject it, but you have the whole backside of it, and if you want to collect additional information, that can easily be done. And health plans are able to process the claims information and provide the community agencies with the reimbursement, and again, if there are any problems, they'll either call our office or call Marianne to settle them. And there we are. If you ever have any questions, call Marianne. Get her number, okay? But we'd be more than happy to help. And again, we had handouts, but if we run out and you'd like to get a copy of this, so we can send it to you if you don't want to wait till the CDC gets it online. Okay, thank you.